Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a really nice treat tonight. We have Carol Ann Carey here tonight. She's a gifted medium, and she is the host of Psychic Flow on iHeartRadio. And I'm going to get right to it and bring her on. I also want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, so I will bring her on. Hello, Carol Ann.
Hi,
how are you
can
doing?
You hear me? I'm doing great.
I can hear you.
Great.
So, you have a radio, yes, a radio program?
Yes, I do. It's a little over a year old, and I'm very proud of it, and we like to bring the best metaphysical practitioners from around the world, well-known and some lesser-known, but nonetheless very gifted. And we had you on recently. Your show aired this week, and it was fantastic. Thank you very much for being a guest.
Thank you for having
me.
And
I'm really enjoying it. Thanks.
Now, how did you get into mediumshipping? What made you start it?
Well, you know, I had started as a Reiki student 30 years ago, And went through all that, and after several years in several states, I moved around a little bit. I became a Reiki master and taught Reiki. So that kind of, for some reason, opened the door to it. And then I had a lot of loss in my family over the years, and I really wanted to know what heaven was like. So I started reading up on mediums and was fascinated with their ability to talk to people on the other side. So I started reading Edgar Casey and Ruth Montgomery, and this is before John Edwards was popular. Sylvia Brown was popular at the time. And then I had the opportunity to move to Sarasota, Florida, and stumbled into a country church here. And there were two gentlemen in the sanctuary on the platform giving messages to the audience. And I said to myself, that's what I want to do. And that was the turning point. And I studied for several years there, and I am back as a guest there now. And that's how I started. But it was a fascination with what happens to you when you pass. Are your loved ones gone forever, or is there really something over there? And that has been, I've dedicated the last 10 years here in Sarasota to primarily doing that.
And
so
you're naturally
I really enjoy
gifted,
it.
Correct?
Well, I don't know if I am or not. I have to say there's a lot of study involved. You
I
know?
Think you are.
Oh, okay. Well, you should know because you kind of do everything. I'm a little bit old school, I guess. I really enjoy just connecting families with their loved ones that have passed, people that are in grief.
It
and
is
that's
such
what
an
I like
honor
to do.
Be able to do that.
Yeah, it is an honor to do it, and it's great.
I guess we will take our first caller here. I'll let you take this one. I will ask her first where she's from and her name.
Okay.
Hello, 805. Where are you from?
Hello.
and what's your name?
Hi. This is Donna. I'm from California.
And what's your question, Donna?
Well, about 6 months ago, I got a message from my mom. She's on the other side that said I was going to be rewarded. And then about a week ago, I'm meditating, which I do every morning for 40 minutes, and a message came through, and I was just delighted. I didn't know where it came from or anything. I was astonished to hear it. And it said it's coming soon. So I have been praying to meet a fellow, get married, and also for more abundance to come in so I can do world traveling. And I wanted to know what you were picking up, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Okay, so mom is deceased. She is on the other side.
Yes.
Is there cancer anywhere
yes,
in this family?
Yes, cancer. Yes,
okay.
She had cancer.
Did she make pancakes, or did she like pancakes, or does something have to do with pancakes?
Yeah, I think she liked pancakes. I don't remember
okay.
specifically, but, you know, she cooked a lot, you know, for all
okay.
the kids.
I kind of get, like, a lot of flipping there of pancakes, I'm thinking, rather than, like, crepes. I'm thinking more like pancakes. She says, heaven is beautiful.
Aww.
I'm glad that you're getting a message. And she said, you are, excuse me for saying this, you're asking for too many things in the same basket at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, yes, all of those things, those beautiful things that you are asking for and that you're getting a signal for, I actually feel what she's trying to say to you, you are moving on. There is
okay.
a move here, either physically, a new location, or a career, or something to that extent. There is a new path opening up, I would say, 2019 to 2020. Your biggest thing that's holding you up is doubt, like it's out of your hands. She said it's not out of your hands. And you have, she's talking about, you have a tremendous ability, I'm writing this down because that's what I know, a tremendous ability with color and healing. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I think I do have an ability with healing because I think I healed my friend's young daughter when she was like 2
okay.
years old. She was,
okay.
Yeah.
So she says this is an avenue you should pursue. It's kind of like she's saying there are different keys to open different doors. And what I'm seeing is sort of like, you know, I hate to refer to it this way, but you know like a jailer's big circle thing, it has all the keys on it, you know,
uh-huh.
old-fashioned. It's like that, but it's not to a jail. It's to different doors for you that will open, and you have to be able and willing. So I do feel that's all going to happen for you. She's saying make your plan. Once you have yourself, your feet on firmer ground, I feel it's a little uneven right now, maybe financially or career-wise, you're trying to make some decisions. Once you land on that, the man is yours.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 64.
Okay.
Yeah,
are you going to go into healing or spiritual work as your second career?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to enjoy myself and, yeah.
Oh, okay. The impression that I get from her is that once you establish whatever it is that you really want to do, the gentlemen are there. And it's not just one gentleman, if I may say that. It feels like there's a couple, okay, maybe two or three. And she says, for God's sake, don't settle.
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay. Good. So she wants to be firm on that. You're welcome. It's all yours, hon. And you can pick and choose. Just because they like you doesn't mean you have to like them back. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yes, they don't have to move in. It's okay. So you be a little bit picky, all right? And let somebody court you for a while because you really deserve that.
Yeah, I like the courtship too.
Yeah.
All right.
So God bless to you, dear.
Thank you. Have a good night, hon.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, 201. Well, I'll take this one. Hi,
okay.
201. Where are you from and what's your question?
Hi, I'm from Jersey.
Okay, what's your question?
It's about work. I'm presently
working. And what's your name?
It's Rose.
Rose.
I'm presently working on a temp job, and that's scheduled.
Well, like, I read you just last month, and you're going to get a temp job that will go into a full-time job.
Oh, okay. Mm.
So you'll start, and then they'll like you so much, it'll go into permanent.
It's gonna come after this one ends, or?
Yes. The next one feels like it'll be temp to perm.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, 415. Hello, 415.
Hi.
Where are you from and
what's
your name?
Jessica, New Jersey.
Okay, what's your question for Carol Ann?
Anything that you're picking up as far as me building up my career?
Jessica
business.
From New Jersey. I lived in South Plainfield for many years.
Okay. I'm more north.
You know where that is? Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. Jersey girl. Career, what are you going to do? Well, you know, you have certain aptitudes.
Well, specifically
my
healing business. It's about my
healing
business.
Okay, you have a healing business. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I almost feel like not a change, but an expansion of abilities.
Now, this is
something that's come up. I hope this belongs to you. Something about palms, the palm of your hand. So I don't know if Spirit is telling me palmistry, like the art of palmistry, or something, a new way of using your hands to massage. I'm a massage therapist, too. I don't know if it's like incorporating some kind of new movement. I also see dance for you, so I don't know if you're interested in like Nia dance, NIA, or some kind of fluid motion, but it almost feels like it's stirring up, like swirling. It's swirling the energy of the chakras around you. So you're definitely in the right business, but I do feel that it's going to expand. I would say 2020 is the numbers that I'm getting. Would that make sense for you? Are you thinking about different modalities or different skills?
Well, I'm definitely being guided to use my hands in a, let's say, a little bit of a different way when I do healing work. So that's right. And I'm thinking the expansion has been happening now. So I'm just... kind of sorting out new partnerships and everything. So they can tell me, like, you know, tell them about my services to their clients. So I've been, like, setting up, like, workshops or sessions for them to, like, email their people.
Okay. There's something, I get the word hotel as well. So, I mean, I'm talking, like, Ritz-Carlton, something big. Big hotel thing. Okay.
Yeah, I would love that. That has been on my mind, trying to figure out what that connection is. Yeah, I love the idea of working
at a hotel. Yes, I think that would be beneficial to you, the spa industry, you know, that kind of thing. So maybe ask to go and do a demonstration there or any place that you can show your abilities to a different class of people that get it, more metaphysically minded people that really get what you do, you're going to do great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. So I guess that's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have 816. Oops. Whoops. Wrong comment. 515. Whoops. Operator error.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Ann from Illinois.
Okay. What's your question, Ann?
I have a work-related hearing or injury, a hearing for a work-related injury coming up. How do you see that turning out?
In your favor, you're going to win.
Good.
Are you trying for disability, too?
No, I don't. I'm very independent, and I don't
okay,
want
good.
It to.
All right. Well,
they're gonna
do it for like three different things, like pain and suffering, time off work, retro pay. So you're gonna get those three things, and you'll get what you're asking for. It won't be lowballed because the lawyer will make sure you'll get it.
Okay. Do you see like how? How much?
It
or?
Looks like it'll, huh? It's getting ready to come to docket soon. After
yes.
holiday, it'll go to docket. Docket means in court.
Yes.
And they're saying win, win, win. So they keep saying that. So you're going to win it.
Okay. I just want to make sure that my medical bills are paid for.
Oh, they'll pay
future medical.
Those will get all paid for. Yeah, that's on the thing, too. Yeah, they have to pay those.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you get a little
good.
Bit of back pay and all that stuff. That, you know, I'm not a lawyer, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay, good.
You get a
thank
little
you.
Bit of extra. You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, 816. Hello, 816.
Hi. Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Jessica. I'm from Kansas.
Okay, Jessica from Kansas. Take it away, Carolyn.
Jessica
what's your question?
From Kansas.
Correct.
We are not in Kansas anymore. do you have a question about a relationship?
I have a question. Okay, well, here's the thing. I feel like I'm in a major transitional phase when it comes down to my career and relationship, and I feel like I need to make some decisions soon, and I wanted to know where those decisions were going to take me within the next year, the new year.
As far as relationship, let me go there first, and I'm kind of blunt, so if I offend you, I'm sorry. Does this relationship, without mentioning names or anything, make you feel like you have an ankle tied around your weight tied around your ankle?
It has lately, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so that would be the first issue. But, you know, that's all going to change when you get your career path straightened out. Because what interests you now is not going to interest you then. I when I talk to young ladies, I always encourage them to get as much education as they can, even if it's a certificate program or something. You may be in a career now. They always better yourself because that puts you in a different demographic of people and allows mm-hmm. you to meet not just a higher class of people. I don't want to sound snooty, but people who get you, people who are on your level, and things are going to change. What I get is 2020, so I think 2019 is going to be the prep year for this, okay? I don't know what it is exactly that your career path is, but I keep, I feel almost like a legal, I'm getting the justice scale, so I don't know if there's something in legal that interests
yeah.
you. Okay, good.
It's currently I'm in a like financial arena, but I'm wanting to change jobs completely. Like I'm over it at this point. And when it does come down to the guy, actually he was like a big mentor for me
mm-hmm.
because he has his career together. And I actually look up to him professionally. Like he's got an amazing job with perks and like, you know, he went to school and he's very professional. And I'm like, I'm trying to surround myself with people who are like that. And, you know,
okay, just don't sleep with them, okay? Don't sleep with them.
It's been a year already.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that was a nice dance, okay? But, you know, I want to see you doing that. To me, it's like a wolf. What I want to see you doing is like the samba or a salsa. That's what I'm feeling for you. You need something that's a little bit more jazzy. You know, a little bit. That's very nice that he has a wonderful career and everything, but he may not be it for you. Somebody needs
right.
to blow your hair back and light your fire. So that's what I'm feeling towards
yeah,
2020.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little, like, on the doll side, I guess.
Yeah,
like, he's
yeah,
very,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you know.
Well, you get that way when you spend all your time building your career. I mean, there's not a lot of time, you know. He's a smart guy. But I
right.
think there's somebody else. So, you know, do what you got to do. Get your ducks in a row. And look at this year as a prep year. You're getting ready. And when you come out into the ballroom, you're going to be doing the salsa by 2020, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Right. Okay, Caroline, we'll talk a little bit.
Okay.
What do you got coming up?
Jeez,
your...
what do I got coming up? I feel like, what do I have coming up? I'm trying to think. I'm doing a lot of work at the church I trained at. I am teaching mediumship. I have two more classes, tomorrow night and the 13th. So I haven't taught mediumship in a long time. And I have all different levels of people, beginners to people who are trying to go for platform. I am a platform medium. That means you stand on a platform and you give messages to an audience. And it's a dying art. It's called the art of platform. And so I really love doing that, and I like to keep it going. So I have three of those students, and I have some regular everyday folks who have all kinds of different abilities. So I find it fascinating to teach it. So I think I'll be doing more of that in the new year. And I do some talks and the messages myself at a Sunday evening service at Sarasota Center of Light. And what else do I have? I have some very exciting guests coming up for my show, Psychic Flow, that I am thrilled to death about. And what else is happening?
You sound
and I'm
busy.
Actually, and I'm trying to clean my house. Which is not going too well.
Because you're never there.
well, I'm there, but, you know, I'm busy. I'm recording. I record my show from
right.
home. Yeah. And I have a show tomorrow that I have to do, and I usually do four shows a month. So that's a lot of, and they're all interviews, so which is fascinating. So, and I'm doing a few things. Going to try finishing my book. One of them that I started, and so that's enough. And I'm trying to enjoy myself. I retired from my full-time job, so I love
cool.
doing mediumship. This is my purpose. This is what I like doing, and this is fun. I have never done live radio before, and it's really nice to be on the other side, being the interviewee.
You're enjoying it. Now, do you have? We'll both give out our numbers. My number is 561-333-5367, and my website is kellyjoepsychic.com. And your phone number and your radio station is?
I am 941 779 3971. My website is Carol Ann, CarolAnn, Carey, Carey, .com. And my show is broadcast from SocietyBitesRadio.com, and it is also available on iHeartRadio. And I think we might be on Blog Talk next year. So that's really cool. So it's been expanding.
Awesome.
And, yeah, it's a global network, and it's pretty exciting. It's like 143 countries and a million listeners. So it's really good. I'm not saying my show gets a million listeners, but, you know, it's a niche radio. And I was picked up by iHeartRadio, so I'm really thrilled about that.
That's awesome. Congrats to you.
Thank you. Yeah, pure accidental. I have no intention of going into radio at all.
Oh, well, surprise.
Yeah.
They knew you. They had faith in you. They knew you could do it. Also, I don't know if you're going to be there, but I'm going to be at the Melbourne Auditorium January 26th and 27th, I think. At the Mystic Fair in Melbourne.
Oh, good. Yeah. I stay in Sarasota now, pretty much.
Oh, okay. You don't go that far.
Yeah. Someday I will, but I have a 95-pound dog who thinks he's a baby, and I have a 17-year-old dog, so I don't go too far anymore. You know, I love to go into Naples and stuff. I love the Mystic Fair, but it's too long a day for me. With the animals, so it's too long. I'm getting older now. It's too long a day for me, period.
Too long for you.
Yeah. So I like being home, and I like doing some local things. So I hope to do more of that. But I'm just in this radio business is just more than I bargained for, really, as I'm sure you know. I mean, it's a lot.
Oh,
it's a lot of prep.
So fun. It is. It's amazing. It's just.
It is.
You have the neatest guests and the neatest clients. And the people that call in are just wonderful. I want to thank everybody out there for calling in.
Yeah.
And we're going to do another one in a few weeks. Oh, I have to let you guys know that my great friend, Willie Whitefeather, passed away over the November month. And we send him blessings and love and light. He was a great friend. I've known him since I was 17. So we send
out prayers. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
To him.
And was he a teacher of yours or a guide,
well,
you know, an advisor?
Well, he was like a mentor. He was a Native American, and he had a lot of earth wisdom. And we talked for hours.
Wow.
About how he viewed the earth. And he had such a neat way of viewing everything and a neat way of putting everything and a way of teaching. So he was
wear full regalia? At some point, did he participate in Native American things?
I don't know, but he's been showing up all day like that to me, so he's showing up.
Oh, okay. But that's what I'm seeing, too.
And his symbol was a white feather.
Oh, okay. I am seeing that with him, and he's like patting his hands together, or he's smudging or something. But he's kind of patting around, and he seems to enjoy that. So I think he's very happy where he is in spirit. So.
Oh, totally, totally.
Yeah.
And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I want to wish all
you.
The people out there a Merry Christmas. And we'll see you guys in the future. And thank you so much for a wonderful time, Carol Ann. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, I did too. Thank you for asking me. It's been a barrel left. I really enjoy it. Thank you so much. You've got a great show.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.